shotgun, three receivers right, one to the left. Snap to A-Rod. Rushes on, has time. Looking, throws, middle, yes. Got us there! Breaking free to the 50. He may go all the way to the 20 down the right side. And there's Randall Cobb to the 5, to the end zone, to the touchdown! Oh my goodness! Randall Cobb to the lead score! 75 yards! And the Packers have tied the game at 23.
You're listening to Reach Deep with Dan Riccio and Randeep Chanda.
Deep Reach Monday. Tell me if this is a deep reach, Randeep.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers. GOAT.
Oh, man. From a pure passing point of view, it's not a deep reach.
He is the most talented player we've ever seen at the position. I think it's, you can.
Even better than Peyton Manning in his prime?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Just more.
It's the way he could read defenses.
More pure talent than anybody I've ever seen play the position. I mean.
It's not a deep reach.
The arm strength, he can't even like get into it. And last night, he's standing as a statue in the pocket there and still finds a way to pick apart the Bears with precision. A Bears defense that up until that point was looking damn good. All it took was a little bit of extra time in the pocket, maybe some adjustments by the offensive line at halftime for Aaron Rodgers to start getting to his dirty work and making sure the Bears did not come away with a win in week one.
And those other two touchdowns to Devontae Adams and Randall Cobb, yeah, there was a lot of yards after catch there. But that Geronimo Allison pass is an all-time throw. That's how good it was.
Dan Riccio, Randeep Janda. It is Reach Deep here on Sportsnet 650. And joining us now of the Bleacher Report, he is Brad Gagnon. How's it going, Brad?
Good, man. How are you?
Oh, we're great. Aaron Rodgers last night. Good to have him back, I would say. I guess he just never ceases to amaze. And what he did there with basically as little time on the clock as you could have, you know, given the situation, down 20-0, it was unbelievable. It's one of the greatest comebacks that we've seen.
Yeah, and yet it did feel inevitable. I mean, when it was 23-17, I tweeted Packers 24, Bears 23. Good night. You know, it felt like it was going to happen. No, that was when it was closer. But even when it was 20-0, when he was back in the game, it just had a feeling of, you know, and he does this more than anyone. I mean, you can argue if Peyton Manning was better, Tom Brady is better, whatever you want to say, there's nobody in the league who does this like Aaron Rodgers, and maybe nobody in NFL history does it like Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, it didn't matter. The leg, it doesn't matter with this guy. You just know he's going to make it happen. And when he came back in the game and, you know, it was reported that it was going to be all shotgun, all quick passes. Like that doesn't make me feel any more or less confident. If anything, it makes me feel more confident in the Packers, because you just know he's going to be a surgeon, and that's what he was. And he did it again, and he'll do it again. Maybe not with, you know, one leg, but it just is an inevitability with this guy, and it's something that we may never see again, and we probably have never quite seen before from one specific player in this league.
Brad, you hinted at that conversation right then and there. A lot of talk about the best quarterback or pure passer of all time, and Aaron Rodgers being that player. Do you agree?
Well, there was that quote from Tom Brady that for some reason just saw the light of day last night that I saw pop up on Twitter, where he said, if Aaron Rodgers had the intel that the Patriots had, and the know-how about opposing defenses, essentially, if he was on the New England Patriots, he'd throw for 7,000 yards a year because he's so much better. And I don't think there's any doubt that Aaron Rodgers is physically more equipped than Tom Brady. I think there's more to it. It's the most cerebral position in professional sports. You have to account for that. Tom Brady's Accolades obviously outshine Rodgers and probably always will. I don't think Rodgers is going to catch up to him in terms of at least team accomplishments and probably even player accomplishments. But, you know, there's different ways to measure greatness, and that's what's tricky. And so that's just within this era. And then you pull in Peyton Manning, who was essentially a coach on the field, and that, you know, that gets, you have to give him a lot of credit for that aspect of his game, and he won more MVPs than either of those guys. So, it's complicated just looking at Rodgers, Manning, and Brady, much less trying to pull in, you know, young Marino, Montana, and then even going further back to Tarkenton, Johnny Unitas. Like, it's just impossible because the game has changed so much. So we don't know how those guys would translate to this era, but it's probably safe to say the best quarterbacks of all time are in this era because they've just been bred better, bigger, stronger, faster, et cetera. And if we're picking only from this era, it's probably safe to say that in terms of just pure whipping the ball down the field with a perfect spiral with the game on the line, even with Manning, it's hard to put anybody up to Aaron Rodgers. And there's the reason why, that's a big reason why his statistics, rate-based anyway, are better than either of those guys.
Brad Gagnon of the Bleacher Report joining us to recap week one in the NFL. Khalil Mack certainly looked the part yesterday for the Bears. I'm surprised at how I'm really excited about where the Bears are projecting. It's just tough in this NFC North to really think of them as anything better than third best in the division.
Yeah, I mean, every year there's. I mean, we could have said the same thing about the Rams at this very point last year in their division. And you know, every year there's a team, several times, you know, oftentimes there's several teams that emerge. You know, all it takes is that Rodgers injury last night to be a little more serious, and you don't want that, but all it takes is that. And, or even still, I mean, there's still word that his status could be up in the air for week two. So, I mean, something like that happens, all of a sudden, I think the Bears are better than the Packers without Aaron Rodgers, without a doubt. You know, I don't know if the Lions are locked in, but we do know that the Vikings look pretty darn good right now. But, you know, wild card spots are up for grabs too in that conference. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they were playoff contenders this season. I mean, you just look at them front to back and both sides of the ball and the energy that a new coaching staff brings. It would have been nice if they could have sustained things a little bit more on offense. It was a little concerning that, you know, during the scripted portion of the game on offense, those first two series, they looked unstoppable and then just kind of ran out of gas the rest of the way. But, you know, it's also the first game as a head coach for Matt Nagy. So, you know, it's tough to tell where things are going to go. Maybe they peter off now. Maybe Trubisky, things catch up to him. He didn't look like he was rising to that moment for sure late in the fourth quarter. Still essentially a rookie after being babied by John Fox and that coaching staff last season. So we don't know where this could go, but it wouldn't shock me at all if they were 8, 9, 10 game winners, especially if Mac continues to have a season which is resembling his Defensive Player of the Year 2016 campaign early on.
Brad, some eyebrows were raised when Alex Smith was shipped off to Washington and Patrick Mahomes was given the starting job in Kansas City. Yesterday, we saw what he can do with that job. Do you think there's staying power with this? Can Patrick Mahomes play at that level throughout the season?
Well, he won't probably put up, like, you know, it won't be what would be 64 touchdowns and zero interceptions.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, he won't maintain that pace, but he's in the perfect spot. That's really, I think, the key for him is that any other place, a guy who is considered to be a gunslinger, a risk taker, you know, you throw him in the 49ers offense, for example, which just doesn't have the support, as much as Kyle Shanahan's a very good offensive mind, doesn't have the weapons. You throw him in you know, multiple other NFL offenses, I'd be a lot more concerned about Patrick Mahomes' ability to sustain this or sustain something close to this over the course of the season. But I mean, Andy Reid's the guy who made, Kevin Cobb and Jeff Garcia, look like franchise quarterbacks in short stints, and who turned Alex Smith from a bust in San Francisco to the league's highest rated passer last season. He's got a special way with quarterbacks, and it's easy to have a special way with quarterbacks when you have Tyreek Hill and you have Travis Kelce, Kareem Hunt, and the rest of that offense. I mean, they are the most stacked offense maybe in football. I mean, Hill touched the ball 11 times yesterday, and six of those touches resulted in 20-plus yard gains, and a seventh was a short touchdown. So when you have a guy who is that electric, who makes such a difference every time he touches the ball, you know, it makes things a lot easier. So I think that's the key. Not that they're carrying him, but that they make it a heck of a lot easier for him, the way they draw it up. And that's probably going to help them get through this. I mean, he has got so much more ability than Alex Smith. He's got such a higher ceiling than Alex Smith. And there will be moments this year where he won't be as steady as Smith. He won't be as consistent as Smith. And you'll say, and Chiefs fans might even say it would be nice to have that, you know, that reliability, because there's more of a of an up and down with this guy. It's more polarity. But there's going to be times when he makes plays that Smith just couldn't make. And we even saw a few examples in the opener in that victory over the Chargers, and I'm sure we're going to see plenty more in the years. He's only 22 years old, hasn't even turned 23 yet, and he's got those guys to work with for many years to come.
Brad Gagnon of the Bleacher Report joining us here on Reach Deep. The new rules were on display yesterday. I liked what I saw on the Andrew Luck hit by the Cincinnati Bengals player, who was thrown out immediately. But I think the one that's going to cause more uproar as the season goes along, and already did yesterday, is the one where defensive linemen are tackling quarterbacks, and they're going to have to find a way to not fall down with the quarterback or fall elsewhere than the quarterback, or else they're going to get flagged every single time. And there's, I think we're clearly going to see a big adjustment there.
Yeah, yeah, that was weird. The Myles Garrett one on Ben Roethlisberger obviously stands out the most, where, you know, that's just the way he hit a quarterback. I don't know. I mean, I just pulled it up right now, and your viewers can, I'm sure, get on Twitter, or sorry, listeners can get on Twitter and check it out. I mean, that hit is, the more I look at it, it's like, what in the world are you supposed to do? I mean, the problem with a lot of the rules nowadays, and I understand why the league is doing this. We all understand why the league is doing this, but the problem is they do ask defensive players to sometimes have to essentially perform acts of magic. And that means that there's essentially going to be times where you're going to be penalized for doing nothing, for doing something you could not have avoided, because otherwise you can't spin yourself off of a quarterback. There is that we deal with the laws of gravity, and there's nothing you can do about that. And you're going to get a penalty just because we need to protect these quarterbacks. And sometimes it might be, you might be better off not even hitting him, which seems crazy, but again, that's just kind of where we're at now with the you know, the state of the league with concussions and injuries in general and protecting quarterbacks. So, yeah, I think that we're just going to have probably, you know, a handful to a dozen times this year where we're going to say, tough luck, man. Like, Myles Garrett, you did everything you could. You made the exact play you're supposed to. And then, you know, again, gravity brought you down on the quarterback, and that's a penalty just because it is. And we're not asking you to avoid it in the future, but there will be times when maybe you can avoid it, and maybe you'll think more about that when that happens. Does that make sense? I mean, it's a shame, but it's just kind of the way things have to be now.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of injuries, Brad, the breaking news right now is that there's a grade 2 MCL sprain tear for Doug Baldwin. What's your outlook on the Seahawks offense if he is out a while?
It hurts. I mean, it's like they're already gutted, essentially, on both sides of the ball. You know, you lose two of your top targets in Jimmy Graham and Paul Richardson in the offseason. You know, the offensive line is still a work in progress at best. And Russell Wilson was already a quarterback who was tasked with trying to do or having to do too much. And so, you know, you potentially lose Baldwin for some time. You already have no Graham, no Richardson. It's going to put a lot of pressure on Chris Carson and Rashad Penny. They're two young running backs to really take off and at least establish some balance in that offense. But even if that all comes to fruition and they hang in there because Wilson just makes, you know, magic happen on a weekly basis, you have defensive questions and you have, you know, the LA Rams and even the 49ers potentially to deal with in that division, in what is maybe the most stacked NFC we've seen since the 1980s, and so, or at least the early 90s. And so all of those, you know, forces work together to create what should be an incredibly trying season for the Seahawks.
Hey, Brad, always appreciate the time. It's good to have the NFL back, and we'll be chatting soon. Thanks.
Sounds great. Anytime, guys. Thank you.
There he is, Brad Gagnon of the Bleacher Report.
Sportsnet 650.